My name is John C. Goad, and my agent is Harbour Street Management. How do you protect yourself from the images flying around out there? How do you protect yourself from the images in your own head? A man bounces his daughter on his lap, sits on the bed and watches his wife undress, thinks about winter tires, the teller with the big hooters at the bank, how he'd like to reach out and stroke them, his daughter's musical giggles, the bruises on his wife's leg. How soft the little girl's cheeks are. He wonders if she was 15 years older and not his daughter. But that's gone in an instant, and he remembers his own mother's scent. Her shining hair, sitting on her lap, feeling like the only special one in the world. And suddenly he despises his wife, wants to strangle her, but just for an instant, maybe wants to end his own life too. All those gaping weeks, nights, years ahead, all those dark, unexplored holes behind, and then that's gone too. Thoughts fly like hummingbirds. Some of them could land you in jail, but if you keep them in your head, they're harmless there, like hummingbirds. I respect the mind, but I'm afraid of it. There are snakes and field mice, rats and doves, lions and bunnies, sleeping side by side in there. It's a miracle. It's a popping, swirling miracle. And now they're all waking up together, and it scares me to death. Are we making progress here? Start at the beginning. Do the parts all fit? Is it seamless? Layer upon layer, millions of parts, millions of pictures in your head. Millions, millions, millions.